Hi everyone, this is Tim Tokwe and you're listening to Self Discovery Hub. I'm really excited that this is the first episode and I really do look forward to getting your feedback and I hope that you enjoy this episode. And before I start, I would like to say that we need a lot more of love in our world and less of hate. We cannot keep living our lives like nobody's affected by our actions. As a matter of fact, many generations to come will be affected by our actions, good or bad. So please choose wisely, and I do hope that you choose love. So the title of today's podcast is I Have No Clue Where to Start From. And this is quite interesting because this was one of the major challenges I had starting this podcast. I had no clue where to start from. There were a lot of topics in my head. There were a lot of things to talk about in my mind, but I just didn't know exactly where to start from. And this is a major challenge that we have these days, with a lot of people having amazing things that they want to do. It's all in their mind, it's all in their head. For some, it's even in their diaries, in their journals, but the problem usually is starting. And starting can be really scary. Yes, it can be really scary, especially when it's in an area that you're not so used to, or an area where it's an area that is going to bring you out of your comfort zone. You would find 1,001 reasons why you should not do what you want to do. 1,001 reasons why you should not start. I thought that people were not going to listen to my podcast. I thought that there were already a lot of podcasts there. Why do I need to add my voice to the number of podcasts that already exist? There were a lot of reasons why I did not want to start in the first place. But then I realized that a lot of things that we do are actually a lot of things that we do directly or indirectly influence people out there, even though it's just one person. Recently, I saw the movie I Still Believe, and one of the major highlights was when this lady who had cancer died. She said that her life was basically to impact one person, and that one person was actually in the hall when a miracle happened, and then it turned her life around. So the actions that we make or the things that we do have a way of impacting people positively or negatively. And a lot of times when we decide to do the things that are in our hearts to do, we have no idea the people that would be impacted by those things that we decide to do. One of the most amazing stories I've ever heard has been the story of when a man, a preacher actually went to, he was preaching in a crusade, and he preached with energy and vibe and all of that. And by the time he was making an altar call, just one person came out. And you can imagine, in a crowd of thousands of people, you'd feel depressed that after all I've put into this preaching, just one person is coming out. But guess what? That person became one of the greatest preachers the world has ever seen. His name is Billy Graham, right? His name is Billy Graham. And you can say that every soul that Billy Graham has won has actually been, can be attributed to the preacher who preached on that day. So imagine if he decided not to come out to preach, and then Billy Graham did not give his life to Christ on that day. A lot of other people could have been affected negatively. So beyond the number of reasons that you have in your mind not to start, there has to be one reason why you should start. For me, starting Self-Discovery Hub was basically to impact one person. I don't know who that one person is, but it's basically to reach out to one person that is struggling with something, that is, that feels he's alone with whatever, he or she is alone with whatever he or she is going through. So that is one reason I feel that I need to start this. So there has to be one reason why you should start those things that you have in your heart to do. There has to be one reason. You have to forget about the many reasons you should not start and focus on the one reason you should start. There has to be someone out there that is looking forward to seeing the amazing things that you are capable of doing, whether it's the book that you are that you want to write, the song you want to compose, whatever it might be. There has to be that there is one person out there that is looking forward to the things that you are capable of doing. There's one person out there that is looking forward to your voice, to your writing. There's one person out there that is looking forward to those things that you have to offer. It might not make sense right now, especially considering the fact that we all want things to be perfect. We all want things to be perfect right now. And unfortunately, we might not get things perfect at the point where we start. I look back at some of the Canva designs I did a couple of years back, and I laugh at myself. And it's the same thing with people that are doing amazing things right now. If you look back at where they started, you'd probably laugh at them and be like, what were they thinking when they were doing things like this? Yeah, so it might not look so smooth right now. For goodness sake, even my podcast doesn't feel so smooth yet. Yeah, but then I'm going to improve on it. That's what's really important, that on a daily basis, on a consistent basis, we are improving and developing ourselves to become better and better. And by the time we look back at when we started, we'll see that we are far better than when we actually started. But then we'll not see this development if we do not start. And this is what is important. When we get started, we then start growing and becoming better. But if we fail to start, we might never become the best version of ourselves. We might never see how amazing, we might never realize what we are really capable of if we do not get started. So I would like to encourage you, whatever it is you have in mind to do, stop thinking about why you can't do it and think about why you should do it, and please get started. I really hope that this helps you, and after now you get started on things that you really want to do. I would really love to hear your feedback. Thank you so much for listening.